Senate will come back to order, please. Senate will come back to order, please. We have House Bill 140 before the Senate. House Bill 140 is before the Senate. Madam Secretary, will you read the bill, please?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 140, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to mandatory and discretionary parole and residual probation. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Holford, Josephson, Cotulla, and Jones. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill. Senator Cotulla signed no recommendation. Senator Josephson signed due pass, and Senator Sturdlewski signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill. Senator Binkley, co-chairman, and Senator Jaroff signed no recommendation, signing due pass for Senators Duncan, Fisher, Ewing, Hensley, and Bennett.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senate will stand.
I did read it, Madam President, and there are no amendments.
And we're looking for an advancement motion from second to third reading. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask the unanimous consent of the committee substitute for House Bill 140, Judiciary, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading and place in final passage.
Hearing no objections, committee substitute for House Bill 140, Judiciary, is before the Senate in final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 140, Judiciary, an act relating to mandatory and discretionary parole and residual probation.
Is there any discussion? Senator Cotulla.
President of the Senate, this is a good cleanup bill. There's been some problems and concerns between the problem of parole and probation, and it sets straight the defendant under 2 years sentence will not be on parole, but he can still be on probation. Probation is much less expensive than parole. If you're eligible for probation, that's what you'll get. I recommend adoption of the bill.
Further discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt CS for House Bill 140, Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has adopted committee substitute for House Bill 140, Judiciary, by a vote of 16 yeas, 4 absent. Madam Secretary, House Bill 123.
House Bill Number 123, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to issuance of international airport revenue bonds and providing for an effective date. Transportation considered this bill. Senator Jones, Chairman, and Senators Abood, Fahrenkamp, and Kelly signed due pass. Finance considered this bill and recommends to be passed. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senators Jaroff, Fisher, Duncan, Ewing, Hensley, and Bennett.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 123 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 123 is before the Senate for final passage.
House Bill Number 123, an act relating to the issuance of international airport revenue bonds and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Any discussion on House Bill 123? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt House Bill 123? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has passed House Bill 123 by a vote of 16 yeas, 4 absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask the unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of House Bill 123 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on final passage of House Bill 123 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent to take up the consideration of House Bill 54 at this time.
Hearing no objections, the reconsideration on House Bill 54 will be brought up at this time. Reconsideration of Senate CS for House Bill 54 Judiciary will be brought up before us at this time. Madam Secretary, will you read the bill? Yes, rescinding. We have to rescind our action on 54. Madam Secretary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 54, Hess, an act creating an Alaska earthquake and volcano hazard assessment project, failed the Senate. Senator Hofford gave a notice of rescinding and held that motion.
Senator Hofford.
Madam President, the rescinding motion is before us. The rescinding motion has to carry, then the bill would be before us in final passage. Again, I encourage the members to vote for the rescinding motion.
Is there any discussion on the rescinding motion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate rescind on its motion on committee substitute for House Bill 54, Hess? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. The Senate has rescinded on its action by a vote of 15 yeas, 3 nays on committee substitute for House Bill 54 Hess. The bill is before us for final passage in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 54 Hess, an act creating an Alaska earthquake and volcano hazard assessment project in third reading.
Discussion. Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate pass committee substitute for House Bill 54 Hess? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill 54 Hess by a vote of 12 yeas, 6 nays. Is there an effective date on that bill?
There is no effective date.
Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent for reconsideration of House Bill 59 to take it up this time.
Hearing no objections, the reconsideration for House Bill 59 will be brought before the Senate at this time. Will we let the Senate Secretary read the bill, please, sir?
It's committee substitute.
Yes, sir.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 59, Judiciary, an act relating to recycling and reduction of litter and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent we return to second reading for the purpose of rescinding our action and adopting the Senate Committee substitute.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will return to second reading on House Bill 59 for the purposes of rescinding our action on a committee substitute.
Madam President.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute Judiciary be rescinded.
Motion has been made to rescind the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 59. Is there any discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate rescind on the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 59? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. The Senate has rescinded its action on the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 59 by a vote of 19 yeas, 1 absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I believe that bill brings, that brings the House version of the bill back before us. I moved back to second reading for purposes of specific amendments, so it should be automatically back in third reading.
House Bill 59 is before the Senate in third reading.
We have committee substitute for House Bill number 59, Judiciary, an act relating to recycling, reduction of litter, and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Madam Secretary, that bill should be before us in the third reading, is it not?
We're back to the original House Bill, CSHB 59, Jude.
Question's been called. Is there any discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt committee substitute for House Bill 59, Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has adopted committee substitute for House Bill 59, Judiciary, by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of committee substitute for House Bill 59, Judiciary, be considered the roll call of the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on final passage of committee substitute for House Bill 59, Judiciary, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader. Senator Elias.
Madam President, I assume we're going to recess for a period of time. I'd like to call a Senate Rules Committee meeting before we reconvene, shortly before we reconvene.
There are two bills to concur in, Senate Bill 108 and Senate Bill 234. Is it the wish of the body that we concur prior to the recess? Senate will stand at ease. Order, please. The Senate will come back to order, please. Senate will come back to order, please. Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 108 Resources, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 108 Labor and Commerce.
The motion has been made for the Senate to concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill 108 Resources. Is there any discussion or debate? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute to Senate Bill 108 Resources? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And thus, the Senate has adopted the House amendments, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 108, Labor and Commerce, by a vote of 19 yeas, one absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 234, thus adopting House committee substitute for Senate Bill 234, Finance.
Motion has been made. Senator Kelly.
Somebody explain to me what that bill is. I don't have a copy here.
An act making a special appropriation for the 1988 Arctic Winter Games in Fairbanks. Effective date.
Motion is to whether we should adopt the House amendments to Senate Bill 234. Is there discussion? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? Senator Abood.
I note that the House committee substitute over the Senate bill. The Senate bill was $550,000 appropriated as a grant to the Arctic Winter Games. I note that the House is $610,000.
Is there further discussion? Senator Bennett.
No further discussion. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Are you prepared for the question? Question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 234, members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Senator Abood?
Yes.
better part of valor. Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 234, Finance, by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 234, Finance, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on final passage of House CS for Senate Bill 234, Finance, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Senate is recessed until the call of the chair.
We're done.
Not yet. It's coming. Messages. Senate, order, please. Senate will come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader, will you move the Senate to messages from the House of Representatives, please?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent we revert to messages from the House.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will revert up the calendar to messages from the House.
Message of May 18, Madam President, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 29, Finance, an act making, amending, transferring, and repealing operating and capital appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
The House passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 284, Fin, an act making appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
Madam President, the House has passed. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 101, Fin, with the following amendment. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 101, Fin, M.H., and in accordance with Rule 43B, Uniform Rules, engrossment has been waived. Certified copies of the amendment are attached. It is transmitted herewith for your consideration. Would you like to hear the title?
Sure. Why not?
An act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor for representation of the state's position on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and providing for an effective date with a House concurrent resolution changing the title.
Finance Committee.
That is the messages from the House.
Brings us back to the calendar. Mr. Rules Chairman, you have a supplemental calendar. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. We have returned to the calendar. Next item on the calendar is House Bill 126. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 126, an act relating to public school foundation program, be returned to the Finance Committee.
There is an objection, Senator Kelly.
Can we have brief at ease, please?
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I withdraw my motion.
Thank you, sir. Next item on the calendar is House Bill 127.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 126 and 127 be held to the bottom of the calendar after the supplemental calendar.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 126 and House Bill 127 will be held at the bottom of the supplemental calendar. Senator Elias.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 222 be held over to the next regular calendar.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 222 will be held until the next regular calendar. Hearing no objections.
Object for the purposes of net ease.
Senate will stand at ease. Objections, House Bill 222 will appear on the next regular calendar. That brings us to House Joint Resolution Number 24. Madam Secretary, will you read the resolution, please?
House Joint Resolution Number 24. By Representatives Boyer, Kopanen, Navarre, Hudson, Davidson, Pierce, Brown, Grusendorf, Davis, Ellis, Blackhammer, Frank, Donnelly, Rigger, Sunspringer, Gruenberg, Collins, Porchel, Cotton, Taylor, Gall, and Zawacki, encouraging federal funding for vocational education and job training. Health Education and Social Services considered this resolution. Senator Fisher, Chairman, and Senators Cotulla and Josephson signed do pass. Labor and Commerce waived referral.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution Number 24 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Hearing no objections, House Joint Resolution Number 24 is before the Senate for final passage.
House Joint Resolution Number 24, encouraging federal funding for vocational education and job training.
Is there any debate? Question has been called. The question being, shall House Joint Resolution Number 24 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Senate has adopted House Joint Resolution Number 24 by a vote of 20 yeas. Next item on the calendar, Madam Secretary.
This brings us to House Concurrent Resolution Number 26, which is suspending Uniform Rules 41B, 24C, and 35 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill Number 53.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader. Senator Curtula, is the purposes of an amendment, sir?
It's a concurrent resolution, so it's appropriate to amend.
Senator Curtula.
It's a suspension concerning Senate Bill 53. What is Senate Bill 53? I don't remember.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, Senate Bill 53, I believe, is a super exclusive areas in commercial fisheries.
Do you need a further explanation, sir? Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll read the title for the Senator from Mat-Su. An act authorizing the Board of Fisheries to adopt regulations establishing certain types of registration and use areas for regulating commercial fisheries and providing for an effective date.
Is there further discussion on House Concurrent Resolution Number 26? Further discussion? Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt House Concurrent Resolution Number 26? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 26 by a vote of 20 yeas.
That brings us to the House message. The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 53, Finn, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute Senate Bill 53, Resources, authorizing the Board of Fisheries to adopt regulations establishing certain types of registration and use areas for regulating commercial fishing effective date and return for our consideration.
Senator Boud, you're seeking the floor, sir.
Madam President, perhaps I'm mistaken, but is there not a letter of intent with that needs to be passed?
There is a letter of intent.
Senator Hopper.
Madam President, I'm going to move the concurrence motion and then the letter of intent before we vote on the concurrence motion. Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 53, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 53, Resources, the new title.
The concurrence motion has been made. Is there discussion? Senator Hopper.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the adoption of the House letter of intent.
Is there any discussion, any objection to the adoption of the House Letter of Intent? House Letter of Intent to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 53, Finance has been adopted. Is there any discussion on the concurrence motion?
Question.
Question being, shall the Senate concur with the House amendments to Committee Substitute to Senate Bill 53, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 53, Resources, by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adopt the supplemental calendar.
There's an effective date clause, sir, on this bill. Would you move that, please?
Madam President, excuse me. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 53 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the final vote on passage of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 53 Resources will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adopt the supplemental calendar.
Hearing no objections, the supplemental calendar has been adopted by the Senate and is before us at this time. Madam Secretary, will you read the first bill on the supplemental calendar?
Senate Bill Number 18. By Senators Szymanski, Strzelewski, Josephson, and Kurtula, an act creating the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. Community and Regional Affairs considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, and Senators Kelly and Szymanski signed due pass. Senator Jaroff signed no recommendation and attached to zero fiscal. Resources considered this bill and recommends adoption of the CNRACS. And due pass, signed Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Lyason, Strzelewski, Jaroff, Fisher, and Jones. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends adoption of the CNRA Committee substitute and due pass, signed Senator Binkley, Co-Chairman, concurring Senators Duncan, Fisher, Ewing, Hensley, and Bennett, and Senator Jaroff signed no recommendation.
Senator Strzelewski.
I move Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, CNRA, ask unanimous consent.
Community and Regional Affairs for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 18 has been adopted in lieu of the original bill and is before the Senate at this time.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 18, CNRA, by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act creating the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge and renaming the Potter Point State Game Refuge as the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Community and Regional Affairs Committee report for Senate Bill 18 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place in final passage.
Hearing no objections, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 is before the Senate in final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 18, CNRA, an act creating the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge and renaming the Potter Point State Game Refuge as the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Madam President. I think this bill has been looked at several times by several committees, and we in the north of the Alaska Range really appreciate to have an area where our ducks on the way north and south can stop and rest. I'd certainly support the bill.
Is there further discussion? Further discussion? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the CNRA Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on final passage of Committee substitute for Senate Bill 18, Community and Regional Affairs, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, will we stand at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. The Senate will come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader, will you revert to messages from the Governor of the State of Alaska?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate revert to messages from the Governor.
Will the chambers be quiet, please? Madam Secretary, messages from the Governor.
State of Alaska Executive Proclamation. Whereas the House of Representatives of the 15th Legislature first session has voted to adjourn, and whereas the House adjourned without either an operating or capital budget having been passed by the legislature, and whereas it appears that the Senate will not pass either the operating or capital budget in the form as most recently passed by the House, and whereas there are numerous items of other important legislation still to be acted upon by the legislature, and whereas the effect of this inaction by the legislature is clearly detrimental to the public interest, and whereas Article 2, Section 8 of the Alaska Constitution states that the regular session may last, quote, no later than 120 consecutive calendar days from the date it convenes, unquote, and whereas the 120th calendar day from the date it convened is Tuesday, May 19, 1987, and whereas it is clearly in the public interest to convene the legislature into session so that legislative attempts to pass important items of legislation may continue, including an operating and capital budget, and whereas Article 3, Section 17 of the Alaska Constitution provides that Whenever the governor considers it is in the public interest, he may convene the legislature, either house or the two houses, in joint session. Now, therefore, by the authority vested in me by Article 3, Section 17 of the Alaska Constitution, I find it to be in the public interest to convene the legislature into session, and I hereby proclaim that the legislature shall convene into session at 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 19, 1987, dated this 18th day of May, 1987, signed Steve Cooper, Governor, State of Alaska, subscribed and sworn to be to before me this 18th day of May, 1987, Notary Public, State of Alaska, Linda S. Bartlett.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, can we stand at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Please, Senate will come back to order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, just for the information of the body, the governor has called the legislature back into session under Article 3, Section 17, which states, whenever the governor considers it in the public interest, he may convene the legislature, either house or the two houses, in joint session. Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in recess for the call of the chair.
We have Mr. Rules Chairman, Senator Eliason.
Take the one other item on the calendar.
It's my intention to try to get House Bill 124 on the calendar and done and completed, then recess to a majority caucus. And if the members, we have a 12 o'clock deadline for legislative days, and the members, if they would go immediately into majority caucus, I'd appreciate it very much. Mr. Majority Leader.
Can I withdraw the motion for the recess?
Motion to recess has been withdrawn. Madam Secretary, we are on House Bill 124. Senator Krutula.
You have noticed my intent to reconsider my vote on the next legislative day of House Bill 39.
Notice of reconsideration on House Bill 39 has been noted. Madam Secretary, will you read House Bill 124?
House Bill number 124 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the oil and gas conservation tax and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill. Senator Kelly, Chairman, and Senator Euling signed no recommendations, signing due pass with Senator Eliason. The Resources Committee considered this bill. Senator Coghill, Chairman, and Senator Jarrah, Jones, and Eliason signed due pass. Senator Fisher signed no recommendation. They adopted the House fiscal note.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 124 be considered engrossed in its third reading, placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 124 is before the State Senate in final passage.
House Bill number 124, an act relating to the oil and gas conservation tax and providing for an effective date.
Is there any debate? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate pass House Bill 124? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has passed House Bill 124 by a vote of 19 yeas, 1 nay. Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of House Bill 124 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
The roll call vote on final passage of House Bill 124 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 298.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 298. Madam Secretary, will you read the citations, please?
Citations honoring Michael L. Nelson by Senator Jarrah and Representative Herman, honoring House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms, House and Senate Pages, 1987, legislative session, by Representative Gruenberg and all members of the House, honoring Sisters of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary by Representatives Ulmer, Hudson, Navarro, Wallace, Martin, Phillips, and Collins, and Senators Duncan and Sturdzielewski. Sturdzielewski should have been added to the Sergeant of Arms and Page citation also.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name also be added to the Sergeant-at-Arms and Paid Citation.
Hearing no objection, Senator Halford will be added as a co-sponsor on the Sergeant-at-Arms citation. Senator Kelly?
Madam President, I move and ask all members of the Senate be added as co-sponsors.
Hearing no objections, all members of the Senate will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Sergeant-at-Arms citation. Is there further discussion? Mr. Majority Leader?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objections, the citation calendar on tonight's calendar has been adopted. Senator Catullo, you're seeking the floor, sir.
Thank you. I give notice of my intent to reconsider my vote on Senate Bill 23 on next legislative day.
Notice of reconsideration has been noted on Senate Bill 23, Agricultural Rights to Land. Mr. Majority Leader?
Madam President, I have a citation passed out for Patrick M. O'Connell. I move and ask unanimous consent that consideration of the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
All members have the citation honoring Patrick M. O'Connell. Any objections to bring the citation up before as a special order of business at this time? Hearing no objections, the citation is before us. Is there any discussion? Senator Abood.
Madam consent that my name is shown as a co-sponsor to the citation.
Hearing no objections, Senator Abood will be shown as a co-sponsor on the O'Connell citation.
President, same request.
Senator Lyson, Senator Catullo, Senator Halford will be shown as co-sponsors on the Patrick M. O'Connell citation. Is there further discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Hearing no objections, the citation has been approved. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, we have other citations, and some of the lists have been adopted and some haven't. I don't know.
Is it possible with the concurrence of the body to adopt those citations tomorrow?
Yes. Oh.
Senator Kelly, are you seeking the floor, sir?
30-second at ease, please.
Senator, order, please. Mr. Majority Leader? Will you recess this? Majority Leader?
The citation honoring Michael L. Nelson be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Citation honoring Michael L. Nelson will be brought up as a special order of business at this time. Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, Michael L. Nelson's citation is before this body. Is there any discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Hearing no objections, the citation for Michael L. Nelson has been approved. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand
recess.
In recess to the call of the chair.
Majority caucus. Senate is recessed. Order, please. The Senate will come back to order. It is 4:04. Senator Halford.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 126 and House Bill 127 be returned to the Finance Committee.
Hearing no objection has been heard. We will do this one at a time. First bill, committee substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, go back to Finance Committee. Question's been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 126 be returned to committee? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Kelly.
I call the Senate.
Ask unanimous consent that any substitute House Bill 127 be returned to Finance.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 127 has been returned to the Finance Committee.
Supplemental.
Senator Kelly, the two minorities. Mr. Majority Leader.
I can't recess under the call.
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, I withdraw my call to the Senate.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair for a caucus.
Senate will come back to order, please. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Kelly.
Madam President, I replace my motion objecting to sending House Bill 126 to the Finance Committee.
The motion is pending, Senator. There is an objection. Is there discussion? Senator Halford.
Madam President, I believe this bill will be back before us. I I think the Finance Committee would like to have a hearing on it tomorrow. I think the action needs to be taken tonight so they can have the opportunity to have that hearing. And I'm confident that the bill will be before us. I'm sure we'll have disagreements on the bill, but that's in many ways what the process is all about. And I'm certainly satisfied. I would encourage the members to support the motion.
Further discussion? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, this bill has been around a long number of years. It hasn't been before us before. It has a habit of not coming before us in the crucial moments, and I'm not convinced it's going to come before us, and I think the vote is right now.
Is there further discussion? Question being, shall House Bill 126 be returned to the Finance Committee? Members may proceed to vote. The drama of this is unbelievable, ladies. It's the major vote of the day. You gals got this together? You got it? All right. Members prepared to vote? Vote shall be, shall House Bill 126 return to Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. House Bill 126 is returned to the Finance Committee by a vote of 14 yeas, 4 nays, 2 absent. The lucky minority. Is there further business to come before the Senate? Senator Bennett.
May we proceed to or revert to whichever is appropriate announcement committee meetings?
Without objection, Senator, we will go to announcements.
I'd like to, at this time, announce that it's my intent to contact the chairman of the conference committee on the House side and, in fact, attempt to have a meeting tomorrow morning at 10:30.
It is the Senate's wishes that business be conducted tomorrow in a very serious, very concerned manner. We do wish to settle the budget problem. We do wish to work with the House. We do wish to honor, very much so, the Senate of the governor's proclamation. Is there further business to come before the Senate, Mr. Majority Leader? Senator Binkley, I'm sorry.
Madam President, thank you very much. In Senate Finance tomorrow morning at 9:30, we will be having a hearing on Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 126, Finance.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, we will be returning tomorrow under the call of the Governor. I believe the proclamation says 11 o'clock, so at this time I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.